Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we were ministering unto the Lord that song, Smile, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I'm already smiling. Don't you remember that I endured the cross for you? For the joy that was set before me. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is saying, you are my joy. I died for you. You are my joy. I remember, saith the Lord. I endured the cross for you, my people. You are my joy. I'm already smiling. You're troubled about many things. You're so downcast. Your souls are downcast. You don't need to be. I've died for it. All of it, whatever it is, I died for it. And I'm excited about each and every one of you because you are my joy. And I love you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, why don't you stand to your feet, act like you are the joy of the Lord. Like you have the joy of the Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there's a scripture in Zephaniah, and it says that the Lord actually dances and sings over us. He's not just high and lifted up. He is. There's nobody higher than him. But he is. He's doing more than smiling at you. He's laughing over you. He is happy and excited that we've been delivered. That we are no longer under the curse, but we're under the blessing. He laughs over us because we came from him. We're part of him. We're an extension of him. And he is already pleased with us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you. Father, I thank you for these people who are here today. God, there are those who have neglected coming together in your house. But these your people have come together. They have not forgotten to come together and to worship you together as a body. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that they will receive even more from your word and more from your presence this day forward than they've ever received before. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your presence here today. Father, I ask that you would bless your word, that you would bring things to my remembrance that I need to say, need to do. Father, give us ears to hear, to receive the word, to receive the prayers, to receive what's prophesied over us. We just bless you. We thank you. We praise you. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a shout. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for smiling down on us and rejoicing over us and even laughing over us. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you, God. You're a good God. He's a good God. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you're close to somebody, give them a fist bump and say, hey, it's good to see you today. I see the Campbells, they got something special going on. They like, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all enjoy the 40 days? 40 days, celebrating 40 years. We tried to condense it, even though we're going to celebrate 40 years till next July. Amen. Then it'll be 41. All right, if you got to have your Bibles, I want you to lift up your Bibles, your iPads, cell phones, wherever your word is. Say, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. I can do what it says I can do. I can be what it says I can be. I can have what the word of God says I can have. Say, it, the word of God, will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of sickness into health, out of poverty into wealth. Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting word of God, I will never be the same again. Say, never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever will I be the same again in Jesus' name. Now say this. Say, just one word from God will change my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, today I want to pray for you, pray for our children starting the school year, right? Praying for their protection. And all this crazy stuff, we have to believe in order to keep from living in fear. We have to believe in the protection of God. Amen. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the rest of God and resting in God. Tomorrow is Labor Day, and that's when that holiday, they made that holiday to acknowledge, celebrate people who are in the workforce or even have been in the workforce. It's Labor Day. And so I kept hearing the word labor, you know, yesterday and Friday. And so I want to make today unlabor day. So that we can realize that we're under the blessing and we don't have to labor like other people have to labor, because we know God. So we have to realize that if we have to work too hard, where we don't have any peace, we're doing something wrong. Tell the person next to you, say, if you're working too hard, you're doing something wrong. Let me say this. We need to stop half-stepping on the word of God. You know, one of my strength training routines is they show you exercises, and you press start, and then you finish, and they let you rest. But a couple things I skip. I really don't like, what's the things on the, planks. I hate planks. So that's kind of like half-stepping, because I'm not going through the whole routine. But that's not as bad as half-stepping on the word of God. We just need to do things right and do things God's way, right? So we're not in this. We're not in Christ. We're not in the kingdom of God to be half-stepping. We have to make a decision to go all the way and to do all that's required and stop picking and choosing what we want to do, right? So that means we have to constantly be purposing to please God. Okay, God, I'm not pleasing you in this area of my life. And then you ask for his grace, and he will help you. And so now he's not calling for any of us to be perfect, right? But he does want us to constantly work out our salvation and to improve in every area. So, you know, we don't want to half-step and miss something, right? So we got to do things right. Tell the person next to you, say, don't be half-stepping in the kingdom. Tell them, go all the way. But anyway, but today I want to want us to make this un-Labor Day, right? Okay. So the in the Bible, the word labor, it can mean a couple things. It can mean a product of your work, right? When it uses the word labor, it can mean a product of your work, the fruits of your labors. But then the word labor can mean weariness. It means anxiety. It means it's troublesome. Y'all know what I'm talking about? God doesn't intend for us to be weary and worrisome and troublesome in our work. He wants us to enjoy our work, right? So if we're not enjoying our work, again, you know, when I have trouble being a pastor, that's because I'm not doing something right. I'm thinking wrong, believing wrong, right? And so I have to check myself and do what's required. I have to get myself in line and do it God's way. So it's the same way for all of us. Amen? Let's look at, let's see, where do I want to start? Genesis 3:19, because I mostly want to pray, right? I want to pray for people's jobs. I want to pray for your provision, that you make enough money, that you are able to give like you want to give, not that you can't give when you're making a little bit. You need to sow seed so you can get more harvest. But let's look at Genesis 3:19. It says, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread. Now, this is after Adam and Eve disobeyed God and fell into sin. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. So that was part of the curse. God told them, so we can read that and see that prior to that, man wasn't supposed to sweat. Now, I'm not saying that your job doesn't make you sweat, but he was going to have to work hard. He was going to have to make that ground produce for him. But that was the curse. So now the ground, because we're under the blessing, because we're born again, we believe in Jesus Christ, now we're no longer under the curse, unless we're acting wrong, and then it'll look like we're under the curse. But because of Jesus Christ, we are now under the blessing. Let's look at Psalm 128, 1 and 2. Psalm 28, 1 and 2. It says, read that with me. Say, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Verse 2. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. So I want to pray today, if that's not you. If that's not you. So putting these two scriptures together, we're no longer under the curse, and that our labor, our jobs, our business should be producing joy for us, happiness, satisfaction. Not that we don't work hard and sweat, but the product of our work should be fulfilling. How many of you agree with that? It shouldn't be drudgery. So now, instead of the sweat of our brow, the ground should be producing for us. That's what I'm trying to say. Because of the blessing. Now we're in a different kingdom. This is a different time. And God, we're no longer under the curse. So now God has made us so that the ground should be working for us. That we shouldn't have to feel like we're in slavery to make money and to meet our needs. If our jobs, if our businesses aren't meeting our needs, then we're doing something wrong, or we're in the wrong job or the wrong business. And it's okay to change. It's okay to change. Maybe you need to stop that business and start another one. That you have to get with God about that. But if it's misery for you, there is something wrong, because we are under the blessing now, and the ground, the earth is supposed to produce for us. You understand what I'm saying? We can see that the curse, he said, you're going to work for this. You're going to work hard. You're going to scramble, you know, you got to dig, work hard to make the ground produce for you. But prior to that, the earth was going to produce for them automatically. Amen? It was going to be no sweat. Amen? So God wants us to be in a different place. God wants to, he said he would meet our needs. Amen? He told us, but he told us one of the ways to do that was to seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? So the world tells us the way to make money, but then God tells us how to make money. First of all, we make money honorably. Isn't that right? And so we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means seeking God in the way he does things. How does God say make money? How does God say give? Right? How does God say sow? So we have to seek him and do things his way, else we'll end up sweating and toiling and miserable and crying and backslidden. Because you're miserable, right? Some of you need jobs, and you're here today, obviously, but some of you need jobs so that you can come to church on Sunday, right? And make that adjustment. God will do that. Now, obviously, you're here, so that must not be the problem unless they're closed because it's Labor Day. But God wants to meet your needs with your work. Amen? So, Matthew 11:28. Let's look at Matthew 11:28. No, I'm sorry. Proverbs 10:22. Proverbs 10:22. Again, I want to pray for jobs. I want to pray for sufficient salaries. I want to pray for direction. Right? So we can make adjustments. Tell somebody, it shouldn't be this hard. Something's wrong. So let's look at Proverbs 10:22. Familiar scripture. It ties in with Psalm 120. Let's look at Proverbs 10:22. I didn't give that to them. All right. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. He adds no sorrow with it. So that ties in with the blessing as well. So that the blessing, remember, we learned months ago how the blessing is there. The blessing has been activated in our lives. And so the blessing does things for us. It's like grace. Grace works for us. The blessing works for us. We're under the blessing if we're not under the curse. And that scripture in Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It what? The blessing. God has blessed us. He's spoken over us. That we prosper, right? And be in health even as our soul prospers. So the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and adds no sorrow. That word is the same as labor, like sweat. It adds no toil. We don't have to work our fingers to the bone for the blessing to work in our lives. And I'm not clueless. I know that that's the problem with us most of the time. We're still busy trying to make things happen ourselves. Isn't that right? We give ourselves too much credit, or we watched our families or watched our relatives or watched TV shows or whatever and watched them, and we think that we're the ones going to make things happen, right? But suppose you're not that talented. Suppose you're not that handsome, right? But you got the blessing working for you. The blessing will work for all of us, right? So we have to stop giving ourselves so much credit. You know, in Matthew chapter 11, we'll read that. It talks about Jesus said, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we're going to do that today. But it says, take my yoke. Now, a yoke makes two animals go at the same pace. What happens to us is we wear ourselves out or we defeat ourselves because we're not yoked up with him. So we're either ahead of him or we're either or behind him. Neither one is going to get his results. When we're yoked up with him, we're moving with him. We're following his direction. We're hearing his instruction. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So when we're not yoked up with Jesus, we tend to do things our own way. And that's not the blessing. That's your thing. You're doing what you want to do. And we need to do what God wants us to do. Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. Isn't that right? Sometimes we give ourselves too much credit. Sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit. Right? So we don't want to get out ahead of the Lord. We don't want to be behind the Lord. We want to be with him. He said, yoke up to me. Get hooked up with me. He said, my burden is light. Now, a typical burden, I think what motivated me to preach on this today is I know that people are tired. Some of you are tired. It's like I'm working. You know, there's one of our members here today. I'm not sure if she's here today, but she shared in Bible study not too long ago that at some point she had three jobs trying to take it. Are you here? I forgot your name. But she had three jobs trying to take care of, I think she said two daughters maybe. And she was so stressed. Come on, y'all. How many of y'all know that's stressful? That's ridiculous. That'll kill you. That'll get you to commit suicide. You know, it's just too much. No matter how much you do, you can't make ends meet. That is not God. That's not God. And again, can I say, don't half step. Stop half stepping. You have to give. You have to do things God's way. You need to tithe and you need to give. You can't get away. You can't be stingy. You can't be afraid that if you give to God that you won't have enough. No, if you don't give to God, you will not have enough. And so I can pray over you all day long, but if you're not giving, putting your money into the kingdom and putting it into God's hands and let him multiply your seed sown. If you don't put your money into God's hands and trust him with 10%, he said, I'll rebuke the devourer. I'll rebuke your stuff from breaking. I'll rebuke you from losing your job and can't pay your bills. I'll rebuke the devil when he comes to try to steal, to kill, and destroy you. Try to kill your body. Kill your dreams. Steal your money. And God made a promise. He said, test me with this. So you can't half step. This message is not for you. You're not going to have no rest. You're not going to have enough. Because you need to put your money in God's hands. There's nothing like putting your money into the kingdom where God multiplies, where God rebukes the devourer, make your stuff last, make your car last, right? Make your refrigerator last. Stuff be lasting for a long time till you get sick of it and say, I'm just going to get a new refrigerator. I'm tired of this one. It's too little. It's too icy. Whatever. So again, we can't half step. We're not here to play games. Right? We're here to be serious. Are y'all serious about the things of God? Again, I don't know about you. I'm not here to play. If I want to play, I'll go to Florida. I'll go to Disney World, like I just did. Somebody said, Pastor, you get on roller coasters? Yep. I get on there screaming and everything. Ah! Hair going back. Ah! I don't know. It's just one of my things. Only Disney World. I'm not going to these places here in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. No, just Disney World. Because it looks like they check all their nuts and bolts every day. At least I pay for it anyway when I go. But why did I say that? I'm not here to play. If the word doesn't work, I can go do something else. If God is not who he says he is, I can go serve somebody else. I can go play around with some other God. But God is who he is. And God is awesome. And God is a miracle worker. And God is a multiplier. And God is a master builder. And God knows your future. And God knows why you're here. He knows what you can do. He knows what you can't do. He knows how to make a way out of no way for you. Not just Isaiah or Jeremiah. He can make a way out of no way for you. That's the kind of God he is. We're not playing games. We're not playing religion. Right? Look, this stuff, we need the word. We need to trust God. We need to believe him. When we enter, the way you enter into rest is you have to believe God. You have to believe that he loves us, that he dances over us. We have to believe that Jesus, Teresa shared that Jesus, because of the joy that he saw on the cross, we have to believe that he completed our salvation. And now the blessing is for us. And now we need God, so we don't have to work hard like we used to. Not that we don't work, we have gifts, we have strengths, we have abilities, we need our brain to be used, we need our talents to be used, right? But God wants to come on you. He wants his super to come on your natural to make it do what it couldn't do by itself. Y'all hearing me? So we have to believe God. Tell somebody next to you, say, God is true. And if I don't believe, I'm a liar. The blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich and adds no misery to it. Some of y'all working jobs, you're miserable. That's not right. Then that's not the right job. You're not doing the right thing. Now, okay, let's say maybe something's temporary where God can say, I want you to do this for 6 months. You're going to make more money than you've ever made. You could make it another job. You know, he'll do things like that, but we're not supposed to live in misery. Right? Where we're not enjoying ourselves. We're supposed to enjoy life. We're supposed to enjoy prosperity. And when we feel like we're poor or trying to make ends meet, that's not the blessing. That's not the blessing. Now, we don't chase money, but we want to make God happy too. See, we would do more, we would obey him more if we wanted to please him more than we want to please ourselves. He wants your family to eat. He wants you to live in something that's nice. Part of the blessing was it always involved real estate. So we should all own something. something, because that's part of the blessing. Now, you don't start there necessarily, but that should be a dream of yours if you have a dream to own something. That's part of the blessing, and God will help you do that. Amen? Because we're a reflection of Him. But God just wants one thing. He wants to be first. If you make Him first, that's why you tithe. Tithe comes off the top. What's that doing? Making God first. Not tithing if you got something left over. No. Make Him first. Make Him first in your day. Right? Make Him first. God, you are my God. And I worship you. And I give you of me. And I put you first in my life. And we can't go wrong when we do that. Because when we put God first, we should never be last. Or feel like we're last. Y'all hearing me? So again, I want to make sure I pray. Praise God. Anybody here today, just a show of hands, you need a new job. Or you need more income. Or you need some direction. Right? God will give you wisdom. Tell you how to do it. Even if that wisdom is increase your giving. Right? That's the easiest thing. Or the quickest thing. Is to give some extra. Right? Because in the kingdom, if you trust God, if you have faith in the law of sowing and reaping, right? It's a law. What you sow, what you plant is what you reap. But if you ain't planting nothing in the kingdom of God, you're not going to reap a God kind of harvest. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, in the marketplace, you pay money, you want a pair of shoes, you pay that money. Right? And you just get shoes. But in the kingdom, when you sow in the kingdom, you get shoes, clothes, peace, food, extra, rent money, new car. See, we're doing things the wrong way. And being a regular giver, you got to be regular. I want to preach a message on sowing and tithing so bad because I haven't been. But we need to know that we need to sow into the kingdom. Into the kingdom of God has its own economy. The world has its economy, but we want to sow into God's economy because you get better, what do you call it? Returns. You get way better returns because God's hand is on it. God said, I got you. And he wants to depend on you. Right? When he knows he can depend on you to sow. I need you to sow this for this thing. I need you to give that person something. When he knows he can count on us to be sowers, then he'll put more in our hand. But if we keep everything in our pocket, he'll just go right past us. She ain't giving nothing, no way. Right? She's not going to let it up. So God, he knows what he's doing. His system works. So what was the last thing I read? Proverbs 10:22, the blessing. Let's not get it twisted. It's the blessing that's going to make you rich, not the lottery. I see people in the store playing the lottery. I'm like, man, I wonder how much money that person has paid over the months and never won. They think, oh, this going to be the big one. Yeah, right, like it was last year. So we need to stop playing around like we're playing with the lottery, amen, and just trust in God's system of prosperity. He said, you stick with me, you put me first, you operate according to my kingdom principles, the blessing is going to prosper you. And that's what everybody wants, right? We want to prosper. We don't always want to be rich, but we sure enough want what we need Some things that we want and enough to give away. Right? Amen. Showing the heart of God. So let's look at Matthew 11, 28, since I mentioned that. Matthew 11, 28. So labor in the Bible can be translated as the product of your work, but labor can also mean to grow weary, tired, exhausted, burdened. I was thinking, I know some people, you just plain need some vitamins. And you need some vegetables. And you need some water for your brain and for your muscles. But you're dehydrated. You sound like the Tin Man. I don't know. I can't think. I can't do this. I can't do that. Because we don't take care of this body. Right? Here she come. Praise the Lord. So some of y'all just need, good and well, you don't eat like you used to. You're going to be creaking, eating these fast food places, eating potato chips, eating rice. Make your blood sugar go up. Don't get me started. Make your blood sugar go up. Get diabetes. Because your blood sugar's always going like this. And rice is the top of the list of making your blood sugar go up. Meat is down here. Meat and fat. Makes your blood sugar go up the least. I'm messing with y'all's rice. If they got rid of rice, I'd be fine, praise the Lord. But some of you would have headaches and be dreaming about it. I'm having dreams of rice. So it'd be shining at you, white and shiny. Anyway, all right, let me leave that alone. So let's Matthew 11, what's that say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Don't just take his yoke. We need to learn. Again, seeking first the kingdom. We need to learn about Jesus. We need to learn how he expects us to live. We have to learn what he wants for us, for our children, right? And for our lives, bring our purpose to pass. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what? Rest unto your souls. When we are, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to pray for people today. If your burden is heavy and your yoke is hard because you're not connected to Jesus, you're not sticking with him. You're not staying with him. You're ahead of him or behind him. Then I want to pray for you too. Some of you are so tired. So tired. You're tired of experimenting. You're tired of struggling. Right? You're tired of trying to make ends meet. Look, that is not your fate. You should not die and leave this earth trying to make ends meet. That's not God's plan for us. Y'all hearing me? Are y'all hearing me? Y'all just looking at me. But I guess that's all you can do. Sit there and look at me. I'm not letting you say anything. Praise God. So Jesus said, so he's talking to you today. Come unto me. He's saying, come to me. If you're tired and weary, and he said, I'll give you rest. Refreshing is in that. Sometimes you just get so tired and weary, you just need a refreshing besides the water and the vitamins. You need a refreshing from God. Anybody here today need a refreshing from God? It's like you're just tired. Like, Lord, I need something. I'm running out of gas. I'm losing my motivation. Right? I'm starting to slip. So he will refresh you. He said, you come unto me, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. So, not many people raise your hand for prayer, like for a new job or more salary. She's all in. So I want to pray for that for you. And then I want to pray for our kids. Amen? Can somebody use more salary? Can somebody here use a new job? It's like this job is not happening. Right? So God wants to help you. He wants to move in your life because he's Father God. He's a good father. He's a good father. What kind of father wouldn't take care of his kids? Right? But we got to, let's look at Deuteronomy and then I'll pray. Amen? Hallelujah. So if you're tired and need a refreshing, Jesus said, come unto me. If you're laboring, heavy laden, you're tired. It's like, I can't do this anymore. God will refresh you. All right, I want us to read this out loud, right? So that you'll know what the blessing is. So that there'll be no question. Okay? If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commandments, that's why I said no half-stepping. Forget about half-stepping. Stop doing stuff part of the way. Stop picking and choosing. And just purpose to please God the whole way. Amen? Like I said, I don't know whether it's appropriate. The whole nine yards. Do our goal is to please him. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the world. I mean, just that alone. That might sound pie in the sky to you, but God doesn't lie, y'all. This is the blessing. This is what the blessing looks like. He wants other people to see you being lifted up to give God glory, not you glory. Don't nobody need to see your car. They need to see God. Right? You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people as he swore he would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord. See, this is where we get into. This is the focus. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord. Not so much you, but they have to see you because they can't see him. But they'll see you blessed, and then they'll have to acknowledge God when we acknowledge God. When they ask us, how come you're so prosperous? How come everything you do, every project you work on at work, flourishes, you just point them right to God so that they'll want God. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. Amen. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. Look, this is what should motivate you to get out of debt. Because God wants you out of debt. Right? You have to say in Jesus' name, I'm going to be a lender. I'm not going to be a borrower anymore. That's not my fate. That's not my future. And God will start make things popping if we believe him and take him at his word. First of all, the biggest thing is we got to believe that God does not lie. And that this, the word, is what tells us everything. It's the word of his power. If you want to know what influence, what power God has, this is what we look at to see what he can do and what he has done. Amen? So we have to believe him no matter what, no matter what anybody says, no matter what it looks like right now. We have to believe God and his word. Amen? If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Come on, y'all. Some of y'all sitting here today, you feel like the tail. The tail is behind. When you're the head, you're in the lead. When you're the head, you're the leader, not the follower. Right? If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you will always be on top and never at the bottom. I often say this. Nobody likes to be at the bottom. Right? Even if you're used to being at the bottom. Your relatives, your mom, your grandparents, they were always living at the bottom. But it never feels right. We just accept it, but it never feels right. We know on the inside that we should be on top and not on the bottom. To the point where I like to say, no, this ain't right. This ain't right. No, nope, nope. I shouldn't have the enemy stealing from me, robbing from me, right? Manipulating me. It's not right. We should be the head, not the tail. You must not turn away from any of the commands I am giving you today, nor follow after other gods and worship them. Amen? That's the blessing. That's what the blessing looks like. When you want to look and see what your life should look like, then that's what you need to look at. That'll keep you focused. If you look at anything else, you're going to get things twisted. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So God wants to take you from a place of labor and misery and lack to a place of peace and prosperity. Amen? God knows where a job is just for you. He knows where a position is just for you, but he wants to lead you by his spirit. Amen? So we have to be sensitive to that. So if you will, if you are believing God for a new job or you can't pay your bills with your current salary or your business isn't doing well, and you want me to pray over you, I want you to come up to the front, okay? Come up to the front, and then we're going to pray for our kids. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for refreshing. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray over your people who are tired. Tired and weary, struggling. Struggling's not under the blessing. It's not under the blessing. We need to pray for the wisdom of God. Let me write that down real big. You have to listen to God. Right? And he'll give you instructions often that comes out of nowhere. It's like, that doesn't make sense to me. Well, that's because you don't know enough. And God does know enough. Amen? And so he may lead you to give more. He may lead you to tithe. To tithe all of the 10%. Not just some of it. Don't, you know. I guess God can feel sorry for you, but he really can't if you're not tithing. So, well, I told you what to do. And you won't do it. You keep doing things your way. Amen? So, you're never too broke to tithe. What's the lowest amount of money you can tithe off of? 10 cents. Right? That's why that woman threw in her two mites, which was less than a penny. She was like, this ain't nothing, but I'm going to put it in anyway and trust God. Amen? Heavenly Father, we just thank you, James. You can play just a little bit low music. Hallelujah. Y'all believe in God? You shouldn't be tired. You shouldn't be broke. You shouldn't be sad, mad. You have to be obedient. You have to want to use your energy. There's a scripture that says, of course, your labor produces. But if you don't want to if you don't want to use, some people don't want to work. So I'm assuming y'all want to work. And I'm assuming to at least start off that you don't mind not being the boss. You don't start off being a boss. You have to learn how to follow instructions. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. And Father, we come to you today. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, Father, in Jesus' name, your people have come to you, come to this altar today, in Jesus' name, to seek you, to respond to you. And so, God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would give every last one of them instructions that you would lead them, that they would receive strong leadings this week as to what to apply for, what to sow, where to go, how to change. God, you've even spoken to some of them already to quit this job and get this job. And of course, they need to do it according to your instructions. So, Father, I pray that you would give them wisdom to follow your instructions. They're your people. And you need to start listening to God in your gut, not your head all the time. Search your spirit. Understand that, again, he'll give you thoughts and ideas outside of your thought patterns. They'll seem like they're coming from nowhere, but it's God. Or it can be God. So, Father, we just thank you right now. I speak new jobs, bigger salaries, better businesses, successful businesses, clients, in the name of Jesus. Father, salaries where it will no longer be making ends meet. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray that you would reveal to them the blessing. That the blessing, it makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Father, give them eyes to see, ears to hear. No more being broke. No more not having enough. God, you have plenty. You have plenty. And you have solutions. And it's you, God, that makes a way out of no way. So I pray, Father, that you speak clearly to your sons and daughters in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I rebuke the spirit of fear. Spirit of fear, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose these people in Jesus' name, that they will not be afraid to follow your instructions. Father, I pray that they will confess your word day and night. Somebody say, I am the head and not the tail. Say, I am above only and not beneath. Say, everything I put my hand to do prospers. Say, the nations, my friends, my relatives will know who I serve. My friends, my relatives, all the naysayers, they will see who my God is. Father, I receive the blessing in my basket and in my store. In Jesus' name, I believe, I receive that I have more than enough. I believe that from this day forward, I am the lender and not the borrower. From this day forward, I declare and decree that I have more than enough. Say, I am blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Blessed to prosper, to increase, to succeed, to get new jobs, to start a business. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, I am blessed. Hallelujah. Say it again. Say, no, I'm blessed. Say, I'm not broke. Say, I'm prosperous. I have more than enough. I've got extra to spare. Say, in Jesus' name, I can pay all my bills. Say, in Jesus' name, no more making ends meet. Say, my days of lack are over. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to just use your faith. Just tell God what you need. Tell him what you want right now. Turn the music up some, James, so they can just say it. I need you to say it here at the altar. Say it. Say it. Say what you need. Whisper to him what you need your salary to be. Hallelujah. Tell him what kind of car you need. Tell him how many people needs to fit. You need to fit all four of your kids? Then tell him that's what kind of car you need. You got to fit all your kids in the car. What do you need? What do you need? God is the God of more than enough. He's El Shaddai. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has no shortage. Hallelujah. There is nothing hidden from God. He knows where your job is. He knows where the building is to start your business. God knows. He knows. Say, in Jesus' name, I will no longer have the mentality and meditate on lack and not having enough. Say, the blessing of the Lord, it makes me rich and adds no tears, no sorrow, no wearisomeness with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, things are changing for me right now. Now, if you understand the spirit realm, your words get things started. Your confessions get things started in the invisible realm. And then eventually you're going to see it in the natural realm. And you keep watering that dream. You keep watering that request with praise and thanksgiving. You keep making that confession. You keep saying, I'm blessed. I'm not cursed. I have more than enough all the time. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not lazy and I'm not afraid. And the blessing is making me rich. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say this last thing before we pray for the children. God needs you to be specific. If you ask him for a car, you got to tell him, I want a car with red seats. Whatever it is, you have to be specific. You have to be specific. And then why? First of all, so God can give it to you, right? He knows where to find stuff. But you need to be specific so when it comes, you'll know it was God answering your prayers. Right? So you know, so you don't take a decoy. Right? When, if you're, for instance, if you're planning to be married, you need to be specific. So when the new husband, the new wife shows up in front of you, you say, no, that ain't him. No, that you're not the one. You know what I'm saying? So you need to know so that you know when God's answering your prayers. So don't be so vague and don't be so humble and, oh God, just give me any car. I'll be happy with any car. No, you won't. Ask for the car you want. Amen? It might be the car you want in a 1957 instead of a 19. No, I'm just kidding. But it'd be the car you want. No, I'm just kidding. But be specific. Y'all understand that? You have to be specific. Like we would be specific to go buy anything, right? So be specific, and then you know that God's answering your prayer and that he heard you. Amen? I found that out years ago from Paul Young-Gi Cho. Amen? He was believing God. He was poor. He was believing God for a bike. God told him, what kind of bike? What color bike? Where do you want it made? He wanted a chair. He wanted a chair so he could roll around his little one-room apartment. God said, what kind of chair? So he told him, he wanted his bike made in the USA. He wanted to be this color. He wanted to have this certain amount of gears because he knew America made better bikes at the time than Korea. So God instructed him. So I learned from that. So let's learn from a man of faith and be specific and stop being fake humble. Anyway, oh God, just give me anything. That's not the way to ask God, our Father, for something, right? So we're his kids. Praise the Lord. We're his offspring. Tell somebody next to you, say, I'm God's offspring. I'm not just Harry's offspring, George's offspring. No, I'm God's offspring now. And God trumps, is that how you say it? George. Right? So that's who our authority is right now. All right? Praise the Lord. So I want you to be happy. Be happy. Get excited. Amen. Know that God heard you. Stop being quiet. Tell people. Well, you can tell me. You can say, Pastor, I'm believing God for such and such. I'll believe you. Amen. Tell somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Well, let's give the Lord a hand for new jobs. Thank you, Lord, for peace. Thank you, Lord, for more than enough. And God, in Jesus' name, I speak a refreshing. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, refresh this whole sanctuary. Lift your hands. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray in Jesus' name for a whole refreshing over this whole sanctuary, over every life, over every house. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. A refreshing. Say, I receive a refreshing. I receive more energy. I receive more ideas. I receive witty inventions. I receive double grace in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. I believe I receive it. I take it. I take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We need energy. Hallelujah. We need energy until we leave this life. No matter what your age. Hallelujah. Tell somebody the enemy's watching you. So stop giving him clues. He hears you. That's why you need to say what God says. He hears your poor confessions. That's why you get to speak the word of God. He's marking you. He's listening. We give him information. And we give him an open door when we act sad and sorry and fake humble. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's pray for our kids. Anybody have kids in school? Pray for, so Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Father, with all the chaos, different things happening in schools, shootings. Father, in Jesus' name, we resist the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that no arrow by day, no bullets, no car accidents, no mobs, no evil action will touch our children in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. I want you to call out, just say your child's school. In Jesus' name, I declare that such and such school is protected. Divinely protected because my kids and my grandkids attend that school and they are blessed. And you said, great shall be the peace of my children and my children's children. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I will not walk in fear. I will not walk in fear. In Jesus' name, I will not speak fear. In Jesus' name, I will not speak fear over my children. I will not speak fear over their school. I will not speak fear over transportation. In the name of Jesus, I will only speak the protection of God. In Jesus' name, somebody shout, my child, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren are safe in Jesus' name. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Divine protection in Jesus' name. Say this again. Say, I'm not afraid. I will not be afraid for my children's lives, my grandchildren's lives. Father, we trust you to cover them with your protection, with your angels. We use our voice to release their angels, to cover them, to go wherever they go. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, this is 2025, 2026 will be a great school year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord one last shout. God is good. All the time. Yeah, this is the first time I actually felt like saying that. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We can trust him. We can trust him with our lives and with everything that we have. Hallelujah. Well, with every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to make sure everybody here is born again and has made Jesus the Lord of your life. You know, I don't say this often, but tomorrow isn't promised. We just live by faith. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But if anything should happen, which we believe God is divine protection, but if anything should happen, we need to know that we're going to live eternally with the Lord. And that when we leave this place, this earth, we're going to be immediately in heaven when our spirit leaves our bodies. and not in the other direction. So I have to believe that you want to be in heaven when you die. So if you're here today and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want to pray a prayer, simple prayer. Getting saved, born again, is so easy. And God does the supernatural part, but he needs your voice. He needs your permission. So in Jesus' name, if that's you today, you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I also believe that God the Father raised you from the dead after you died for my sins and served my sentence in hell. I also believe that you are the Lord of my life. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that because you live forever, now I will live forever with you. Say thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart, coming into my life. Be my Lord, be my Savior, be my Master. Say, devil, you can no longer lord over me because today Jesus is my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody pray that prayer? Anybody here pray that prayer for the very first time? For the very first time? Hallelujah. Anybody? Anybody rededicate your life to the Lord today? Hallelujah. Anybody? Anybody? All right. So I'm looking at Elder Joshua. Elder Joshua, he's going to come, so turn your attention to him. He's going to come and lead us in tithes and offerings. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. God is great. Praise God. It's time for tithes and offering. And before I get into tithes and offering, actually, it's if I could share a testimony about being specific, when being specific about a car, I'll make it real quick. I had a 1991 Honda Accord a couple years back, and great car. It had someone smoked in it before, so I didn't really like that, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I was believing God for a car. I was believing God for a dark green. I love that hunter green. Dark green Honda Accord, like a 98, 2000, like right in that year. Four-door sunroof. And I was like, God, whenever, I'm trusting you. And I guess it was a couple weeks later, my dad calls me. I'm not living with my parents at the time. My dad calls me and goes, yeah, there's a guy in my Bible study. He's getting rid of his car. I think it's a Honda. He knows I like Hondas, but he didn't know that I was believing God for it. And he goes, yeah, it's a green Honda. And I'm like, oh, cool. This might be it. He's like, I'm not sure if it has a sunroof. I'm like, no. I'm like, I want a sunroof. I was like, okay. I was just, all right, we'll just find out about it. And so he ends up checking, and the guy was, you know, purchasing another car, but he wanted to get rid of his car. So it was a dark green Honda Accord with a sunroof and leather seats. And I love leather seats, but I wasn't asking for leather seats. So I said, Dad, I'm like, I can't pay for it. He's like, listen, well, you could sell your car, I'll buy it, and then you could pay me back. I was like, that works. So I was like, praise God. But, you know, God is so faithful. That's pretty specific. I mean, right? So God is awesome. Amen? Praise God. If you could turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. God wants to increase us. Amen? And again, what Pastor Connie was saying, put God first and watch God move. Amen? And if you haven't had a chance, grab one of these tithes and offering envelopes. You put your tithe in the top part and then your offering on the bottom. And at the end of service, you'll place them in the boxes in the back. And get ready. Amen. Get ready for what God wants to do. And at this time, a video, if you could put the video
here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
And if you guys could stand to your feet. Hallelujah. God is great. Yep, God is great. Praise God. All right, we can begin reading. We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protects those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and give into the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunderer, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or our fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tither's blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tither's blessing, that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tither rests upon our families. In Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7:8, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you so much for blessing us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to have our vats flowing, Lord God. We're going to have so much abundance, Lord God, that we continually feed into your kingdom, Lord God, that your kingdom would be established here in this earth. We praise you, Lord, for the many things that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you can welcome up Minister Kim for some hot topics.
Amen. Praise God. We have a few video announcements before we go with the verbal announcements. So if video would run those.
To invite you to join in our upcoming monthly Bible study held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are diving into the powerful book of Acts. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. As you read, jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember. Calling all women of virtue, we're delighted to invite you to our monthly small group sessions entitled Cafe Conversations. This is a wonderful opportunity for women 18 and over to come together, connect, and share in a warm, welcoming environment in our cozy cafe lounge. It's the perfect time to build meaningful relationships, inspire each other, and grow together. We can't wait to see you there. Let's make these gatherings something special. For more details, call the church or feel free to reach out to Elder Ida Misher.
Amen. We have one verbal announcement by Minister Sheila.
Thank you. We've been announcing for the past few weeks about our worship and arts. Where is it? Okay, that's okay. We've been announcing about our worship and arts workshop for the last few weeks. And I really want to stress the importance of coming out, especially if you're part of the ministry. We definitely do expect you to be a part of that and to come out. But if you've been thinking about worship and dance and theater and all of that and how that ties into the ministry and offering worship and praise to God, even if you're not sure if you want to be a part of that ministry yet, I'm going to strongly encourage you to register online and come out. Sister Marie Salter, I have seen her dance team dance on numerous occasions, and I'm telling you that the way she trains them and the way they worship God in that particular area, the fire of God is always present. So it's going to be next Sunday, immediately after service. Come on out, check it out, because God wants us to learn to worship him with every portion of our being, and she definitely teaches us how to do that. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And I, too, have quite a few verbal announcements additionally, so just hold on and pay attention, all right? We have a Medicare, Medicaid seminar that will be held on Saturday, September 6th from 10 a.m. to noon. This seminar is open to all. Please register today by scanning the QR code, and there is a poster in the lobby. Amen. Back to Church Sunday is a nationwide initiative which will take place on Sunday, September 21st. This special day is designed to welcome everyone, whether you are a regular attendee or someone who has been away for a while, to come and experience community worship and a fresh start of God's presence. At the heart of this initiative is more than an invitation. It is a movement to reconnect people with their faithful community and reignite spiritual journeys. It is a church-wide outreach event, and so we're asking you to encourage you to pray to who God would have you to invite and also bring, and let them know that you are missed, you are valued, and you belong here. Amen? So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be listening. You'll listen for more details and specifically what we're going to be doing to prepare for that day. Amen? The outreach ministry is partnering with the Food Bank of South Jersey, which provides food for anyone in need in the Camden County and surrounding areas. Distribution of food boxes take place on the third Saturday of each month from 10 a.m. to noon. Those who have a need and would like to receive food, you must complete a required intake registration form by you can go to our website. There is a link on our website to complete that. And for more information, you can call the church at 856-661-8110 or leave a message at extension 275. Amen. We want to encourage you that if you know someone in need, please encourage them to complete this application. It's very simple. Rather than sit and not have enough food for your household, let's take advantage of what God is blessing us to be able to do. Amen? Safeguarding your legacy with a trust. This is a four-week class that will be held here at Living Faith Christian Center. It's going to be presented by our very own Ty Agar of the EFC Entrepreneurs for Christ. So the question that they're asking in this class that they want to actually answer is, do you want to protect what God has blessed you with? Now, Pastor just told us we were a blessing. So I'm assuming that all of you want to protect what God has already blessed us with, whether it's here or whether it's coming. Amen? Your home, your business, your families, and leave a lasting legacy that honors God. So if that is a yes answer for you, we want to encourage you to join this four-week class, which is entitled Safeguarding Your Legacy with Trust. And here you will learn to operate as a trustee with confidence and integrity. Create land trust and real estate. Use personal property trust for vehicles and boats. Establish family trust for businesses and generational wealth. And most importantly, how to create a charitable trust that supports the kingdom of God, working here at Living Faith Christian Center for sure. This course is $50. It's open to everyone, but I understand that Ty is saying that space is limited. So if you're a business owner or a homeowner and you just want to learn about trust, the class starts September 6th. It runs September 6th, September 13th, September 20th, and September 27th at 10 a.m. to noon. And you can go to our website and register for this class. And this is something that we as a body of Christ need to get more knowledge of, because I know for Mike and I, we've been asking God to show us what we need to do to make sure that our wealth that God has blessed us with does not get into the wrong hands. So putting in a trust is something that we all need to be aware of and to do, okay? So let's make sure we register for that class. And then the new members classes will be starting for anyone who's a new member or needs to complete a class. This class will start on Sunday, September 14th, and run the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th at 9:30 a.m. in room 101. You can complete a registration form in the sanctuary foyer. And then also, I just want to remind everyone that that awesome banquet and gala we had this past on Friday the 22nd, it was awesome. Pastor really blessed us in these 40 days. She sowed seed into our lives that you're not even aware of. But if you were at that gala, you're aware that those were seeds sown, because that little $75 we paid, I'm sorry, it was not enough for how awesome that gala was. So thank you, Pastor Connie, for sowing seed into our lives. But if you missed it, or even if you want to reminisce, the pictures are on our website. So go to the website and pay attention. It was an awesome time. We had a blessing. So thank you, Pastor. Amen. And lastly, I just want to say, I want to remind you to join us for our online midweek services that begin that are ran on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And these next two Wednesdays, we'll be continuing with the Legacy in the Word with Dr. Lamont. We know you've been blessed by it. So we encourage you to click in and listen to that. And additionally, click in and listen when Pastor Connie's ministering on Wednesdays. Amen. She spends time preparing that word for us on Wednesdays. And so we want to encourage you to be a part of our online community. Amen? Amen. We had a lot of announcements. We have a lot going here at Living Faith Christian Center because we are a church that's making things happen. Do you agree? Amen. Let us clap for Pastor Connie.
Thank you. Praise God. Thanks, Minister Kim. One more thing. Do we have any first-time attenders? Any first-time attenders today? Is your first time at Living Faith? Right here. Hey. Hi. God bless you. Thank you so much. We're so glad to have you today. You're welcome back anytime. And we trust that you were blessed by at least some part of the service. So, but we invite you back. Tell her, welcome to Living Faith. Amen. That was like one fifth of you. But I'm not going to say nothing. I already did, but anyway. So, anybody here want to join the church? Anybody here want to make Living Faith your church home? I see a hand over here. Anybody else? Praise God. You can just raise your hands. We usually call people up. You want to say something, John? All right, come on. Come on. Praise God. So, I know your name, but tell some other people your name.
John Scanzano.
John Scanzano. He looks familiar, right? You want to say anything else? You'll preach, though. No, just kidding.
I got a lot to say, but
okay.
First I want to just say thank you for letting me come home.
Amen. Of course.
I've been gone for a while, and, God has been really talking to me about coming back. And I just want to say, after I've heard Dr. Barkley and Mr. Helen,
mm-hmm.
I'm one of the first prodigals coming home.
Praise God.
There's more coming, but...
Well, you said there's more coming.
There's more coming.
He said more prodigals are coming home. I believe that in Jesus' name. Welcome back. Welcome home. Amen. Thanks, John. So, Brother Gary, he's got some information for you. A packet. And welcome. Welcome home. Come on, let's give John another hand clap. Praise God. Amen. That's encouraging, isn't it? Yep. Encouraging for him and me and us. Praise God. So he's one of the first. Amen. He's coming back home. Praise God. Well, you can stand to your feet. We're going to close out in prayer. We will have the altar open with our ministers and elders to pray with anybody who needs agreement in prayer for anything. Okay? Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. You are a good God. God is good and he's all the time. No, I got it wrong anyway. Maybe that's why I never sing. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Anyway, but we just thank you, God. We thank you that you have great plans for us. We thank you, God, that you're not a small God. You're a big God. We thank you, God, that you're not a boring God. You're an exciting God. We just bless you. We thank you. God, let us learn to give you credit for who you really are. You are the creator of the universe. And we just thank you that we're in your family, that we're your seed, we are your offspring, and we are blessed. So anybody that's blessed, we're in agreement with God that we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. If you believe that, shout real big, I'm blessed. All right, love you.